10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It is Thursday and another Talk of the Town. KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. And today we've got a very special Thursday edition of Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up. Those of you that have been paying attention to the news lately may have caught some, if not all, of the speech that Arizona Senator Jeff Flake made from the floor of the Senate. And I have a rebuttal that I would like to make to the senator's speech. I think it is high time that somebody took a stand and made it clear that exaggerating your circumstances for the purpose of getting headlines doesn't do you any good, and it certainly doesn't do our state and our country any good. So I've got something to say about what Senator Flake barfed onto the Senate floor the other day. I'm not going to call him names. I'm sure that he's got his moral high ground for making the remarks that he did, but there are things that he asserted in that address that need to be addressed, plain and simple. And I've had a couple of encounters with Senator Flake privately that I'd like to share with you now, but I got to take a break. And so when we return, we're going to tackle the new low in journalism, Flake News, right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
Sampling the best. Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
All right. Well, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake has had his say from the floor of the Senate. And so now I'm going to have my say from Northern Arizona. Let's first start off with the most outrageous and wrong-headed remark. And again, if you want to question the sanity of anybody, I think we ought to start with Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Seriously. This dude, actually with a straight face, with a national TV audience, compared our president, Donald Trump, to Joseph Stalin in Russia. Now, if he didn't say anything else in the entire diatribe that he launched from the floor of the Senate, that would be enough for me to question his sanity. It's one thing to make a point, and I understand, you know, Jeff comes from a religious background. He's very unhappy with the tone and the language that is used by our president. I'm not excited about it either. But you know, Senator Flake, look around the media. Look at the TV shows that are on today. Look at what goes on in the movies. Why wouldn't language be more coarse and harsh and vulgar today? It is everywhere. It's everywhere. And so because Donald Trump speaks coarsely and harshly, he is compared to Joseph Stalin. Because, you know, Joseph Stalin promoted hatred of the press. And Hugo Chavez promoted hatred of the press. And Mussolini promoted hatred of the press. And so did, there goes the H word, Hitler also was against a free press. So, of course, because all those tyrants and dictators and murderers criticized and limited the freedom of the press, Donald Trump, by association, because he calls the media fake news, is just like Stalin. Now, folks, I know a little bit about Joseph Stalin. My grandparents came from Belarus, which was under Russian occupation for many years as forced into being a part of the Soviet Union. And Joseph Stalin was a murderer. He murdered somewhere between 40 and 50 million of his people. He murdered his political rivals. He murdered people that did not accept the communist way of life. He murdered people that he thought might be plotting against him. He murdered people that wanted to leave his country to do nothing more than experience some freedom. And Jeff Flake, this is the guy that you're comparing Donald Trump to because he's got a foul mouth? Really? Really? So Jeff Flake has now put a new level of lame into lame duck. And this is the part that I think is particularly, it's particularly cowardly of our senator, knowing that he is not going to run for re-election. He feels that he is entitled by his service to go on the floor and just pretty much say whatever he wants. Not unlike our president. But our president is not only elected, but he is probably going to stand for election again based on his thoughts and deeds and actions. You, Jeff Flake, knowing that you are not going to be serving another term in our United States Senate, felt that you could get away with saying anything you wanted to about our president. Now, granted, there's a lot of things that Donald Trump does that drive me nuts. You know, do you really have to react and tweet about every little thing that is said or done everywhere in the country at all times? There are so many times I just sit there and go, God, I wish he would just shut up. You know, or I wish he would listen to his handlers. You know, if I'm sitting here in Prescott, Arizona, can see that if I could see that his handler should have edited what was said about a given, you know, situation, then why can't his handlers figure that out? Well, because you can't handle Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a brash businessman. He talks the way brash business people talk in New York City. They don't talk in measured sentences. And yeah, if he was more of a traditional politician, then he would analyze every single sentence that came out of his mouth before he uttered it. But he doesn't do that. Okay. So now what are you going to do? You're going to demasculate the guy and compare him to one of the worst murdering dictators in the history of the world on your way out the door because you feel that it's your moral duty to do so? Where does that leave the rest of us? And why on earth, Senator Jeff Flake, why on earth would you give aid and comfort to the people that would like to see Donald Trump fail? Why would you cast doubt and suspicion on his conduct as a Republican? I question your party affiliation, Senator Jeff Flake. What are you? Who do you align yourself with? What policies and what visions for our country are you trying to espouse by running down the president and giving his enemies ammunition and fodder to go after him even more? To me, Senator Jeff Flake has brought the reporting of politics down to a new low. At first, we had advocacy journalism. Then it degraded into fake news. Well, folks, we are now one step even below that. We are now at flake news. Flake news is when some self-appointed, semi-moral high grounder decides that he's going to, on his way out the door, lambast the person who he feels is most responsible for his demise as a senator. You see, if Donald Trump hadn't brought his brand of politics into Washington, then Jeff Flake would have been running for the Senate again. Now, Jeff Flake will tell you that the reason he's not running is because the way in which Washington has deteriorated, you know, I can't, in good conscience, you know, be a part of all this. That's not why Jeff Flake isn't running again. Jeff Flake isn't running again because he couldn't get reelected. How do I know this? Well, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you about a private meeting that I had with Senator Jeff Flake here in Prescott. And it wasn't too long after that that he announced that he was not going to seek re-election. And then I'm going to tell you about the night before Jeff Flake got elected and what my wife and I witnessed face-to-face with what was going to be the new senator of the state of Arizona. It really creeped us out, and we'll share it with you when we come back. On Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Bob Knoll, and I'd like to share with you my experience with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When Dirk and Dustin's crew installed my new heating and cooling system, it was a worry-free experience. My family loves our quiet and efficient home air system from Gettles. We found the Gettles team to be refreshingly honest and professional. They understand what customers want, and I recommend you give Gettles a call.
The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Visit GettlesHDM.com. GOETTLS, servicing all of Northern Arizona.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And this week, U.S. Senator Jeff Flake made Flake news by coming into the well of the Senate and literally ripping on the president, comparing him to murdering dictators like Joseph Stalin because he is critical of the media. Well, you know something? I can't help it if murdering dictators want to take an example from Donald Trump and try to use it against their people. When Donald Trump talks about fake news, he's not trying to deceive you, me, or anybody else. He's talking about fake news. I saw it with my own eyes. When Donald Trump came to Prescott Valley, Terry and I stood in the media section. And as Donald Trump gave his address, and he said, and there they are, the media, the fake news, everybody in the room turned and looked at all of us and started booing. Now, Terry and I stood there, and we pointed at ourselves and said, no, that's not us. It's them. They're the fake news, not us. We're the real news. And Katie Turr from NBC News was standing there with us. And the story that she did about Trump's campaign event in Prescott Valley was not based on the people that were there. It wasn't based on Donald Trump's appearance. It wasn't based on what was said or done or anything else. What she did was she went to the Yavapai County website and she pulled up the median income of people in Yavapai County, the median education of people in Yavapai County, and then tried to, and the median age of the people in Yavapai County, and then tried to portray that, project that onto Donald Trump's audience inside the event center. These people are basically knuckle-dragging savages that are barely educated. And, you know, I mean, that's literally what her story was about. It was fake news. It was fake news. We saw it. We saw it with our own eyes. So Donald Trump isn't making this stuff up. It's fake news. And how many retractions and firings of reporters do you have to have in order to recognize that this man, Donald Trump, is under siege from the mainstream media? There's nothing mainstream about these people. They're crazy leftists. That's what they are. You know, Joseph McCarthy warned us about this back in the 50s, the Hollywood and print journalism was infected with leftism and communist sympathizers. So what else would you expect? And I expect more out of Jeff Flake than what he gave us in that speech from the Senate. And we had a couple of encounters with Jeff Flake that I want to share with you, so you can get a kind of a little bit of a firsthand view of, you know, what this guy is about. Because, you know, you could read a report, and depending on whether it's a media that hates conservatives or loves conservatives, you may get two different versions of the exact same story. Well, I'm telling you, this is something that happened to me. So this is firsthand. Jeff Flake came to Prescott, and there was organized for him a small lunch group at the Hacienda. There was about 10 or 12 of us that met with the senator and his staff. And I was one of the people in the room. And Jeff Flake starts the meeting by saying, "So, what's the word on the street about me?" And we all looked at each other as like, well, you know, we don't know if you're ready to hear this, but one of our local business people, and I didn't ask him if I could identify who he was, so I can't say, but I will, you know, later on after I talk to him. But basically, he said, well, quite frankly, Senator, you know, a lot of people here are upset with you, you know, criticizing President Trump as much as you do. And Jeff kind of leaned back and he said, well, you know, I can't resolve in my mind, you know, someone that would insult, you know, our senior senator who was a war hero and, you know, and who talked so badly about mishandling women and, you know, and the person that was speaking leaned a little closer to Senator Flake and said, look, you got to get over this. The election is over. The Republicans have spoken. We have the White House, we have the Senate, and we have the House of Representatives. The conservative agenda is going forward with you or without you. What kind of conservative are you, Senator Flake? Well, I think we found out. Because it'd be one thing for Jeff Flake to make all these inflammatory comments about Donald Trump and, you know, how he's, you know, he, Jeff Flake, has seized the moral high ground and his moral outrage just can't, you know, stand anymore of, you know, the kind of, you know, talk that goes on in Washington. I don't mind if you do that and then stand for election. If you're going to believe something and you think that serving our country as senator is the high calling, then, and you want to express your opinion, then run on your record. Run on your opinions that you express. Don't run and hide. Any lame duck can get up there and say whatever they want, knowing that they're not going to stand for election, which is what Jeff Flake did. It's cowardly. I'll tell you about another time we had an encounter with Jeff Flake. And this was the night before the election where Jeff Flake was first elected senator. So that would have been almost 6 years ago, thereabouts. And this was in Prescott. You know how things happen in Prescott where the tradition of Barry Goldwater announcing his candidacy for president from the courthouse steps, every major politician, Republican, since then has come to Prescott either to announce their candidacy or to spend the night before the election on a whirlwind tour of the state. They'll go to Tucson and Phoenix and Prescott. And, you know, and so that's been kind of the norm for Republican politicians. So the night before the election in 2012, I guess it would have been, we had, you know, we had senators and congressmen and everybody. And Jeff Flake was one of the people there. And he, you know, this was his anointing. He was going to be elected as the senator from the state of Arizona, his home state. That's one of the highest compliments that a state can foist upon one of its citizens. And Jeff Flake stood up there and he gave an impassioned speech about going to Washington and standing for conservative values and, you know, being representing Arizona and, you know, doing a good job and all that. And there was enthusiastic applause for him. And after which he came down and kind of, you know, worked the line, so to speak, you know, shaking hands with everybody. And my wife and I were on the line. So we were probably within the first, I don't know, 15 people to shake his hand after his speech. And we both noted afterwards, this man had a glazed, bug-eyed look, like he was almost drunk. Now, Jeff Flake's a Mormon. He's not going to drink. We know he wasn't drunk. He hadn't been drinking. He's not taking drugs. He was drunk on his power. That glazed over look where literally he's like, he looked like he was on fire. His eyes were just bugging out. And so when I took his hand and I shook it, I had just interviewed him like the week before here in the studio. And I shook his hand and he looked at me like, you know, like he was a Martian. And I said, Jeff Sanford from the radio. And he did a, like, oh, hey. Yeah. But I mean, he was like in a trance. He was overcome by the adulation of the moment. And my wife and I both talked about it afterwards and we thought it was creepy. Now, we talked to Senator Flake a few times since then, and the fortunate thing for him is that he could act as conservative as he wanted to because he knew nothing was going to happen. The Democrats controlled the Senate. Obama was the president. He could act as conservative as he wanted to, knowing it wasn't going anywhere. Now, all of a sudden, with Trump in the White House, and the Republicans in charge of the Senate and the Republicans in charge of the House, now he's got to deliver. You know, health care, tax reform, you know, Supreme Court, you know, you name it. You know, term limits, huh? You know, he's got to deliver. And now all of a sudden, our Senator Jeff Flake can't live with himself as a member of today's political scene in Washington. To me, that is as sanctimonious and outrageous as Dick Durbin doing his fainting spell over the use of the word S-hole by the president. Oh, my virgin ears, I cannot believe that we have a president who would say such things. Oh, huh? You know. It's the level of hypocrisy that goes on in Washington. It's as if we all have X-ray eyes and these people are all the emperors with no clothes on and they're buck naked and they think they're pulling the wool over on us. And I don't know what Jeff Flake's plans are for after this. If he plans on running for president as the so-called moral candidate in 2020, good luck to him. I think this appearance permanently damaged his brand with Republicans in our state. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if this man ever ran for office again and tried to label himself as an Arizona conservative Republican. Shameful. And with that, we're going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, I've got an exclusive one-on-one interview with another politician who declared their candidacy this past week. It is Congresswoman Martha McSally from Tucson. She flew into Prescott, and we grabbed her for an exclusive. Can I say that? I guess I shouldn't say that. We questioned her. I guess I grabbed her. First of all, she would probably throw me over her shoulder with all the judo and martial arts that she knows. You know that Sunday Martha McSally sang the national anthem at the Phoenix Suns game? I mean, is there anything this woman cannot do? It's amazing. We will take a break for the news, and Martha McSally will join us here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We're back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's Golden Ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your Golden Ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real Golden Ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The search is on for burglary suspects who have made off with thousands of dollars in tools. The suspects forced entry into a work trailer on a construction site off Old Senator Road near Rattlesnake Way in Prescott. A truck that may have been involved in the burglary was seen in the area.
A black Ford F-150 had been seen in the area occupied by two older white males possibly involved. The reporting party indicated the theft occurred between 4 p.m. on January 4th and 6 a.m. on the 5th.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says they're seeking any information from the public on this incident.
Anyone with information on this theft is urged to call the sheriff's office at 928-771-3260 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232.
The tools belong to at least five victims. Items taken include a drill, air hoses, saws, batteries for power tools, nail guns, a compressor, and multiple extension cords. The investigation is ongoing. If you've recently bought ice cream at Fry's or Dollar Tree, check them to make sure they aren't part of a nationwide recall.
Fieldbrook Foods Corporation has recalled Kroger brand orange cream bars and chocolate-coated vanilla ice cream bars sold at Fry's. These products are also sold under the Party Treat brand at Dollar Tree stores. Listeria contamination was found during routine testing, but no illnesses have yet been reported. Listeria symptoms include fever, headache, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Consumers who bought these products are urged to return them to the place of purchase for a refund. More information on the recalled products is available at yavapaihealth.com. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear today and tomorrow, with the chance of snow showing up on Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 39 on Saturday. 35 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 66 and a high on Saturday of 46. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whew, it's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience, because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free, because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we have a moment here to talk with someone who not only has the courage of her convictions, but is actually willing to stand behind them and throw her hat in the ring and run for office. She is running for, you know, Flake News's Flake seat. She's Martha McSally, and she's been serving in the Congress from the southern part of Arizona, out of Tucson. Republicans have a hard time winning in Tucson, so that tells me that this is somebody that obviously has a message that rings true across political divides. And I had never really had a chance to meet Martha McSally face to face until last week, when she flew into Prescott. And so thanks to Andrea Volker, her press person, for giving us the opportunity, once she had finished with the group questioning, to stand for a little one-on-one with yours truly. So this took place last week on the Courthouse Square right here in Prescott, as Martha McSally finished up her statewide three-stop tour from Tucson, Phoenix, and finally Prescott, announcing her candidacy for the United States Senate.
the significance of making an announcement here in Prescott. What does that mean to you?
Well, it was important for us to get here. You know, it's a big state. It's very diverse. But this is a very important part of our community, and also historically, with Barry Goldwater announcing his Senate campaign here and beyond. This is a historical place, and I'm honored to be able to stand on that hallowed ground.
How do you feel about the current state of our union, and what do you think would be your contribution as a United States Senator?
Well, I'm tremendously optimistic. I think we've got a tremendous opportunity and already have started to turn the country in the right direction, providing opportunity for all, historic tax cuts, rolling back stifling regulations, rebuilding our military, who deserves to have the best equipment and training, everything they need to keep us safe, and securing our border. So I am optimistic. I'm a little concerned about, you know, amongst our community, some of the vitriol going on amongst each other. I think people need to get back to civility and understanding that we can disagree and debate and discuss, but it doesn't mean we're enemies of each other or we should hate each other. And so everybody needs to do their part on that. And, you know, for me, I get up every single morning and I replace any of my frustration with gratitude. Washington, D.C. can be a very frustrating place, but I'm tremendously grateful that I get the opportunity to serve there. Once a week while I'm there, I sleep in my office. I'm working my butt off when I'm there. But once a week, I make purposely an opportunity to run down the mall and to go to the Lincoln Memorial. And I say hi to Abe. I read the Gettysburg Address. And then I look back, I go off to the side, I look back at the Capitol with gratitude instead of frustration. And I pray a short or a long prayer, depending on what the issues are for the day, for the leadership, for myself, for courage and wisdom and unity for our country. And that's all our parts. We can't just be doing it ourselves as the representatives. It needs to be all of us that do that together.
You do realize that the Senate moves a lot slower than the House does.
I know.
How do you plan on adjusting your time horizon when it comes to getting things done?
Well, I hope that they'll adjust a little bit to me as well. I am impatient, I'm resilient, and I'm perseverant, and I have a lot of energy. I mean, our mottos in the past of our campaigns have been, you can sleep when you're dead. I tirelessly advocate for the things that matter to us, and I'm not going to rest until we get them done. And so I'm looking forward to kind of shaking things up a little bit. Look, if we need to put cots in there, we need to go around the clock in order to deal with their time frames that they have and get things across the finish line. I think we should be doing that. I had the opportunity to be a legislative fellow for Senator John Kyle back when I was a major and work on his national security team. So I'm familiar with some of the dynamics of the Senate, but I watched him as an example of somebody who was a workhorse and very well respected and got things done. So I plan to follow in those footsteps as well.
That's Martha McSally, who has just recently declared her candidacy for the U.S. Senate seat that had been held by the previously referred to Jeff Flake. I got to say that, you know, in our position in the media, we do get to eventually meet all these political people. And, you know, we've met Joe Arpaio, we've met Dr. Kelly Ward, and we've met Martha McSally. And all three of them literally have leadership qualities that qualify them. I can't imagine any of the three of them going on the floor of the Senate and making a speech like Jeff Flake did against Donald Trump. I could not imagine any of, because these three people have principles that do not waver. They can work with anybody. The idea, as Jesse Jackson used to say, is keep your eyes on the prize. And getting your legislative agenda done, whether it's done with four-letter words or 12-letter words, I don't really care. It just needs to get, the stuff needs to get done. You know, the fact is that immigration needs to be fixed. And they're going to come up, hopefully, with a plan that will fix it. But why fix it if we're not going to make the border secure? I've been down to the border in Arizona. The border in a lot of places in Arizona is just a little barbed wire fence. Now, for those of you that have lived here any length of time, go driving out, like, you know, Williamson Valley Road or one of the side roads in Chino Valley or maybe up in Coyote Springs or, you know, and look at the barbed wire fence that's there. And you tell me whether or not that would be enough of a deterrent to keep an illegal person wanting to enter our country for whatever purpose, whether or not one of those barbed wire fences would be enough to keep them from getting in. That's the kind of fence there is on a lot of the border between Mexico and Arizona right now. When they built the fence, the big fence in California, they extended all the way through to and including the Yuma sector. And they stopped at the National Monument down there on the border because the Center for Biological Diversity didn't want them building a fence in the environmentally sensitive area. And so what happened was all the illegal activity then got diverted into the National Monument. And so the illegals came in and just tore the place apart. So the whole political part of this really doesn't wash. You can't fix immigration if you don't illegal immigration. You can't fix it if you don't fix the reason why there's illegal immigration. It's because we don't have a secure border. So you got to have a border security. Now, you tell me if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a libertarian or a Green Party or, you know, a Martian or whatever you are, or an independent or non-affiliated or somebody that's just totally ambivalent. And you don't feel as though Americans are protected on the border. How can you make any kind of lucid argument that the border should not be secured? Why? What would happen if they built the fence? Now, maybe because President Trump calls it a wall. And when we think of walls, we think of prisons. And so you're thinking about a prison wall kind of thing. Well, you know, the fence that they have in California through the sand dunes and into the Yuma sector, it's plenty effective. Just continue that. It's perfectly fine. But anybody that's going to argue that we should first allow a bunch of illegal immigration to take place, and then maybe we'll get to border security sometime down the road, years from now. That's not fair. It's not right. You know, if you don't honor the border of your country, then you don't have a country. You know, it's really that simple. And I guarantee you try entering any other country illegally without papers and sneaking in the middle of the night, you won't get free health care and you won't get free schooling and free clothing and free food. You'll get killed. That's what will happen to you. You'll get killed. And that's why people come here, because they know we're not going to kill them. And unfortunately, that just leads to more people coming here, which, you know, it maybe not that big a deal when we had 50 million people in the country or even 100. Now we got 325. And at some point, you have to say enough. Stop. Wait. Hold it. We got to fix what's wrong first. And then maybe we can look at revisiting this immigration thing down the road. We got a few minutes left, so we'll play a few commercials and then Chuck Roberts has been waiting patiently to say what. I have no idea, and neither does he. But we will come back here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st. Stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over $50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, you know, we don't take calls on these shows, but waiting patiently has been Chuck Roberts. And you know, it has been a little warm in here.
These guys spent 50 minutes with his histrionics, and he says, okay, Chuck, how do you feel about this?
All right, Chuck, how do you feel about
it? I feel strongly both ways, Sanford.
Oh, that's
I just want to talk about the Mexican border that we know of, as many people do, and people know me. We go to Rocky Point a lot.
A lot.
And our friends that are Mexican citizens have no interest at all in sneaking across the border to get to the United States. So, indeed, often it is the ne'er-do-wells who are coming across. Now, there's an area, I think it's by Sasebe, that's on an Indian reservation, and they're having a little issue trying to build a federal wall across an Indian reservation. So that's always going to be kind of a sticking point. But the fact is, if you're worried about drugs coming in, it has nothing to do with whether you have a wall or not. They've got drones, they've got all kinds of, you know, when you're talking about a billion-dollar business, having a 10-foot, 15-foot wall is really not what it is. We have some other security that we have to take. But for the majority of people that I know in Mexico, they could care less about sneaking into our country. Sometimes they come up to go to a gym show or in Tucson or something like that. And so I agree with you. What are we going to do to keep the ne'er-do-wells out? And unfortunately, Donald Trump overstates the case.
Sense.
They're not all killers and rapists and murderers.
Well, he never said that. What he said was that some, and they tried to turn that into an all.
But the fact is, if I try and sneak into somebody's country, then I'm breaking the law. And if you break the law, you break the law.
Yeah, I think if you ever want to find out what the true situation is down on the border, talk to our friends, the Chiltons, Sue Chilton down in Aravaca. They have a ranch down there, and their back fence is the border. And the horror stories that this woman can tell you about what it's like to be down there with a barbed wire fence, as your security.
We drive through Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument to get down to Lukeville. And if you go to the Organ Pipe National Monument to camp out, there are signs all over. Be careful, because there are illegals traffic coming through here. So, you know, be aware of your surroundings, whether it's in Los Angeles or Organ Pipe. You know, pay attention to where you are.
Or the floor of the Senate, evidently. And it's also
watch your mouth.
That's also a place that we need some more security. I also wanted to share with you today, we had a really nice luncheon down at the Prescott Resort, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting. This was, my swan song as I was bidding adieu as the board chair of the chamber, having served for 2017. Margot Christensen from Ponderosa Hotels has taken over the reins for 2018. But we really enjoyed the speech that Prescott Mayor Greg Mengarelli made. Talked about his great-grandfather's sojourn from Italy as a 14-year-old to Ellis Island, and then eventually landing in southeastern Kansas, working in the mines during the day and farming at night, because that's what he knew growing up, and that eventually he lived frugally, saved enough money, he was able to buy up two or three bigger parcels and ended up with a huge farm. And now his great-grandson has been elected the mayor of the city of Prescott. That is really what...
That's the success.
That's the success story. And as long as he did it legally when he immigrated, hats off. And I thought it was a great story. And, you know, for people that try to enter this country illegally and then try to claim that we somehow owe them something for the privilege... It is, it's a shame, and I wish them luck, but they need to go back, get in line, and start over again. And the DACA people, I think they have a little special situation because their parents brought them here as children. They really had no control over the situation, and many of them have lived exemplary lives as good citizens, gotten themselves educated, aspire to be professional people. I think there's a way to make accommodations for the DACA people, not the whole 11 million illegal immigrants that are in this country, but the DACA people I think are special. But border security has to be involved and included in making the DACA deal. You can't have one without the other. Otherwise, you send a terrible message. And Washington does that sort of thing. That's going to do it for us. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Sports, the coach of the Northern Arizona Suns, Cody Topple, will be joining us live right in the studio. So make sure that you tune in for Let's Talk Sports tomorrow. The Northern Arizona Suns, the hottest team in the G League. And the coach joins us live tomorrow at 4. The great one, Mark Levin, coming your way next, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. For Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.